Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. So it's Labor Day tomorrow, and I thought it would be nice to talk about rest today, about our Sabbath rest that we are encouraged to do in the third commandment. Anyone know what the third commandment is? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So every week, God calls us to rest from our work and to focus instead on learning, on hearing God's word. In scripture, several times, in fact, Jesus gets in trouble for doing something on the Sabbath day that apparently he wasn't supposed to do. The Jewish leaders in his time believed that he was breaking God's commandments by doing things like healing on the Sabbath. That was what most commonly he got in trouble with. But doing something that they didn't think was right on this Sabbath day. Which is why in our reading today, our gospel reading today, Jesus finally makes this dramatic statement that Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So by the end of today's message, I hope you understand what that means and why it matters. So let's begin. What is the Sabbath? We have to discuss this a little bit because it's not as simple as it might seem at first glance. Scripture tells us that God took 6 days to create the heavens and the earth, and then on the seventh day, he rested. It says, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. The word Sabbath comes from the Hebrew word sabbat or shabbat, which means to rest, and it's observed on the seventh day of the Hebrew calendar, which is a Saturday. Saturday. You can hear the connection, by the way, in some other languages, like in Hungarian, subata is Saturday. Sabato is Italian for Saturday. Sabado is the word in Spanish for Saturday, Sabbath. It means Saturday. So then you might be asking a really good question, why don't we go to church on Saturdays then? I mean, that makes sense. Why don't we then? You may not really care, but if you ever have a discussion with a Seventh-day Adventist, you'd better have an answer for them because this is a big deal. A Seventh-day Adventist is a Christian who worships on Saturdays instead of on Sundays. And they feel like every other Christian is wrong and breaking the third commandment, in fact, by celebrating it on the wrong day on a Sunday like we're doing today. They've built an entire denomination around this big issue. Well, why don't we worship God on Saturdays instead of Sundays? Why is our church service on Sundays rather than Saturdays? I mean, the reason is because the earliest Christians changed their worship day, and we just sort of followed suit. But why did they change it? That should matter to us. Well, for a few reasons. First, they wanted to celebrate Jesus' resurrection on the day he actually rose from the dead, the day of the week, at least. So, he died on a Friday, Good Friday. After 3 days, he rose again, Easter Sunday. That's where it comes from. So why not worship on Sunday to remember, to celebrate this important event? Second, they wanted to distinguish themselves from other worshipers of God, from other Jews who did not worship Jesus, okay? Because remember that practically all of the earliest Christians were Jews. Jesus was a Jew. And so they had gotten used to celebrating the Sabbath from sunset Friday evening to sunset Saturday their entire life, but now something had changed, something big. So while they were born Jewish, they wanted to do something differently to show that they had been changed. So they changed the day that they would celebrate this and worship God to Sunday instead of Saturdays. And for Lutherans, I think there's actually another reason why I don't care what day it is. I mean, why Sunday is fine with me and not just Saturday. And that's because what Martin Luther wrote about in the Small Catechism. Okay, what is the third commandment? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And what does this mean? He wrote, he didn't talk about the particular day of the week at all. He said we are to fear and love God so that we do not neglect God's word or the preaching of it, but regard it as holy and gladly hear and learn it. So he focused on taking time away from our normal activities to focus on God, to focus on his word. So that could be on a Saturday, of course. It can be on a Sunday too. It can be on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Whenever God's word is being spoken, we want to be there to hear it. That's the point. So, you know, if you worked on a Sunday morning, you couldn't come to church. I get it, right? So you'd have to find another day to really focus on God and hear his word. But you could do that. That's okay. Martin Luther is making the point. It's just about hearing God's word and learning it, not so much about the day of the week. There's also a couple passages in Scripture that I think speak directly to this issue. There's a passage from Colossians that always reminds me of this. It says, therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day specifically. These are the shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. So in other words, don't argue about what day you're worshiping on. Just make sure that you're worshiping God at least one day, okay? That you're taking time out to do that. There's another passage from Romans that kind of refers to this. One man considers one day more sacred than another. Another man considers every day alike. Each one should be convinced in his own mind. So it's not about what day you worship God on. It's just that you're worshiping God in the first place. Don't miss the forest for the trees. So as a Christian, when you hear the command, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, what do you think about? Are you worried that God's going to be angry with you if you don't come to church? Is that what you're thinking about? Is that why you think he wrote the command? Because that's not really the point. Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The command was put in place not to please God, but to bless you. It was made for you. It was made to bless you, okay? Jesus made this command at the end of the argument that he was having with the Pharisees. Jesus and his disciples were walking through a grain field, and they were taking off some of the grain, rolling it in their fingers, and eating it, okay? But the Pharisees saw this as harvesting. I mean, that's what you're doing in harvesting, aren't you? There's a fly rolling around my face. Sorry. So they see this as harvesting the grain, which is work, and they're not supposed to work. And that means what they're doing, Jesus and his disciples, is against the Sabbath law. You're supposed to take time off each week. You shouldn't be harvesting. Well, the Pharisees, I guess, they saw the third commandment as like a law that God was a real stickler about. And if you broke it even a little bit, you were going to make God really angry. But Jesus then makes this crucial point. The command wasn't put into place to prove that you're committed to God. That's not why the third commandment was put there. It's not a litmus test to prove your faith. This command wasn't made to keep you from having fun or to keep you from eating like the grain or to keep you from doing good like healing. Jesus said that the Sabbath was made for man. God knows that people need a rest each week from their work, that we need a break from our anxiety and worrying that tends to creep into our lives due to how busy we are. We need a time set apart from our normal activities to refocus attention on God, or else we tend to make money into an idol. Or we tend to make the work that we love so much into an idol. Or we tend to make success into an idol. All these things become more important to us than God. God says, no, you got to take a break from that stuff and remember who I am. And remember the purpose of work. Work is really good, but it's not everything. God recognized the importance of taking time to just be. And so from the very beginning, he gave us an example to emulate. I mean, do you think God really needed to rest? You think it was like 6 days of work? Wow, that's just too much for God. I've got to take a break. No, he was giving us an example to emulate. After he created mankind, he created the Sabbath to help them live an abundant life. Work is wonderful. It's important for our happiness as human beings. And the Sabbath helps us to remember that while it's important, it's not everything. If all you do is work and you never take a break, you're going to find that your work gets less and less efficient. It's the law of diminishing returns. But the third commandment also takes this one step further. It says, rest gives you the opportunity to remember what all this work is for, okay? I mean, I'm sure that we could talk about what happens in families when you feel like you're having to work for your family, but you never see your family. What is the point? I mean, we understand we're doing it for them, but they just want you home. Well, this is the same thing for God. You can work for God. You could be a ministry leader, you could be on council, you could be a pastor, you could be a youth minister, you could be a secretary. You can do all these different things for God or various volunteer activities, but if you're never spending time with God, that doesn't make God happy. I mean, you might be doing work on his behalf, but still, he wants that time with you. It's not just about rest. It's about God. Resting gives you the opportunity to spend time with God. Recently, I've been spending more time playing video games at home. I know I'm too old to do that, but I like it. I like playing on the Xbox every once in a while. So recently, I've been thinking about this and like, I just need a break. You know, I just need a rest. Is playing video games resting? It is. It is. I enjoy it. But then I was thinking, you know, this isn't enough. I mean, I need to make sure that my rest is involving a devotion. So I've been doing my devotions first before I get to play video games. It's like, this is more important, right? Before I rest doing this, I got to spend time with God first. So I am totally okay, and I think we should all be okay with doing special things on Sundays, right? Or having that time away from our normal activities. But don't forget about God. Don't forget about God. And if it has to be on a different day than Sunday, that's fine. But it's not just about taking a break. It's about taking a break with God and then relaxing and spending that time that you need to rest and recuperate for the week ahead. We tend to rest from our work. We have gotten too tired to work anymore, or when we have some kind of negative health event that makes us slow down, so we rest from our work. But instead, why not prepare yourself for work by resting? So working from rest, that's the idea here. Rest to do your best. I should like coin that term. I've never heard anyone else say it. Rest to do your best. How might you remember to take a Sabbath rest, not just at church every week, but every day? What could you do to take a Sabbath rest every day so that you're prepared? Like schedule a Bible reading or devotion time, whether it's time. It's just an idea. Could you take a Sabbath rest every month? What could you do? Or every year to make sure that you schedule a vacation? Even if it's inexpensive, that's not the point about how much it costs. It's just that you're taking time. And not just with your family. I mean, I think that's very important too. But what are you doing throughout the year is a little bit of time to just refocus on God. I mean, we've got Bible studies that are available. The Chosen Bible Study is coming up soon. You could go on the Women's Day Away, go to family camp. I mean, there's lots of different things you could do. Just taking that time just to refocus your life on God. God is not going to be mad at you if you don't take a Sabbath rest. It's just you won't be able to live the full and abundant life that he has planned for you if you don't take a Sabbath rest. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for you, not for God. God doesn't need the rest, and he doesn't really need you to rest. You need the rest. God doesn't need your prayers when you think about it, does he? He doesn't need us to worship in order for him to be God. He's doing fine. But you need to communicate with God. You need to remember his voice. And you need to remember who is in charge in your life in order to live a life of joy rather than being overwhelmed by all the anxieties that tend to creep in. Consider today that you've already taken a great first step. I mean, you're all here, or you're watching from home. So you're doing the right thing. You're taking time to rest from your work. You're taking time to refocus on God. Now, you've got to make a plan to keep it up. You know people that have come to church, and they come once, maybe they come twice, maybe they come three times in a row, and then maybe you don't see them for months on end. They fall out of the habit. It is so easy. I mean, if you skip church a couple weeks in a row, it's sometimes hard to get back into the habit. So make a plan for how you're going to make it a habit, how you're going to make sure that you're taking this time, not just to rest, but time for God. Daily, weekly, monthly, even yearly, because this time of rest and of dedication for God was made for you, so that you might have a full and abundant life that God wants for you. Amen.